are you doing, friends? You're looking good. Go ahead, nudge your neighbor, say you're looking good. Okay, now to your second choice. Go ahead, you're looking good as well. So good to be together. And this is an important month. It's a month that we are asking the Holy Spirit to sweep the radar. You know, when a radar does a sweep and all of a sudden, bleep, there's a bleep, an opportunity. And we're praying that as we sweep the horizon of our life, we'll see opportunities to serve, a special serve month. I believe learning to be a servant is one of the most difficult lessons spiritually that we can learn. I believe that because Jesus' disciples who were with Jesus all the time, watching him serve, being exhorted by his life to be a servant, knowing that he had come from heaven to serve humanity, yet when they're in the last few hours they have with Jesus, they're literally at the Last Supper. And you know why they call it the Last Supper? Because it was the Last Supper. It's the last time they're going to be eating together with Jesus. And they're fighting. They're fighting about who's going to be in charge in the kingdom. Who's going to be greatest? I'm going to be great. I'm going to be greater than you. No, I'm going to be greater than you. I'm going to be greater than you. In fact, in Luke 22, it records what took place at the table of the Lord at the Last Supper. It says that a dispute or an argument erupted between the disciples. These are the guys that in a few days are going to be leading the church. This had to be disappointing to Jesus. He's taught them for 3+ years, over 1,000 days they've had with Jesus. All day, all night, all day, all night, all day, all night, for 1,000 days. And here they are at the Last Supper, and they're fighting amongst themselves. A dispute arose amongst them as they wanted to fight about who would be the greatest. And Jesus says, guys, it's not about who's the greatest at the table. It's actually who's the greatest under the table. And he shows us an example. First of all, he says an example by his words, and then he backs it up by his deeds. He says to his followers, and he would say to all of us, for who is greater? Verse 27. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? And they're all nodding their heads, said, yeah, that's us. We're at the table. He says, no. It's completely opposite. I am the one amongst you, and I'm the one who serves. And he got up from the table, and he took off his outer coat, his outer garment, so that he would only have on like an undershirt, because that's all the servants wore, was an undershirt. And he girded himself, and he took a towel, and he got down, and many of you know what he did. He washed the disciples' feet. He said, I'm going to teach you about how to be great. How many of you would like to be great in God's eyes? How many? Put your hand up. You'd like to be great in God's eyes. Not in your mama's eyes, not in your daddy's eyes, not even in my eyes, but to be great in God's eyes. Well, the passage of Scripture that we're looking at today from John 13, it's there in your study guide. If you want to pull it out or open your Bible or open your whatever device you have God's Word on. And in John 13, Jesus teaches us about taking up the towel. And I want to talk about four lessons from John 13 on becoming a master server. A master server. The first lesson I want you just to note is this, that you've got to learn to serve when you don't feel like serving. I'm going to say that again. There was some laughter, but no amens. You've got to learn to serve when you don't feel like serving. Or I'm going to say it like this. You've got to learn to serve to the end. Everyone say, to the end. The first verse of John 13 sets the frame for the rest of the passage. And the first verse tells us the reference point of Jesus' life. Jesus knew he was under the shadow of the cross. He knew that his days, his hours literally, were numbered. John 13 and verse 1 says, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he would depart from this world," that's a nice way of saying that he would die, "and that he would return to his Father. Having loved his own," watch this, "that were in the world," what did Jesus do? "He loved them to the end." What does that mean? Well, a few things. One is, if you are still alive, you haven't reached your end. Let's just do a little survey. How many are alive? Check your neighbor out. Just check. We don't check your neighbor out. We just check them out. So as long as you are alive, you haven't reached your end, which means there is some place for you to serve, some life for you to live, some person that needs you today, because you haven't reached the end. The other truth is this, that when you are under the shadow of suffering, how many would agree that Jesus' passion, the week of passion, the days that he was beaten, the days that he was arrested, the time that he was taken to the cross would have been the toughest days of Jesus' earthly existence? How many would agree with that? That was his toughest moments in life. And in those moments, under the shadow of the cross, under the ultimate suffering, at that moment, he takes up the towel. Here's the lesson. When you feel like throwing in the towel, I'm done. It's just too hard. Have you ever heard somebody say this? "I've reached the end of my rope. I cannot take one more thing. What should I do?" And you gently say, "Well, what I would recommend is picking up your towel and serving someone else." Now, that's not natural, is it? Natural thinking is, I'm hurting. I'm under the shadow of suffering. Someone should take care of me right now. Someone should wash my feet right now, because I've got the shadow of the cross on me. I'm in a very hard place. But Jesus teaches us something completely opposite. In the midst of a valley, in the midst of the cross, he takes up the towel to serve. And the only way you can do that, brothers and sisters, is with the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when I read this, it's not natural. If you have a friend that comes to you and says, I'm at the end. I'm so over it. I'm at the end." And you say, "Well, what I would recommend is you serving someone else right now." They will look at you like, "What planet are you from?" "I'm from planet Jesus, actually. That's the planet I'm from." Because Jesus does something that's so unnatural. And this is why I'm telling you, serving does not come naturally. Serving comes supernaturally. Serving comes through the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when you feel like throwing in the towel, it's the very moment of your life that you need to pick up the towel. At that moment. At the moment you feel like quitting, you can't go on, it's become too hard, That's the very moment that you say, Lord, where's the towel that I can pick up to help someone else? And then let's go a little bit deeper. Are you ready to go a little bit deeper? Ready to go? Because I'm going to, this is really, it's not just about serving when you're under the shadow of suffering. At that moment, you have to serve the person that is the least likely person that you'd like to serve. What planet are you from? Planet Jesus. Because, okay, if you go, I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm done. No. Go pick up the towel. Okay. I'll pick up the towel and I'll find my best friend in the whole world that I know loves me. And they know the trouble I'm in right now, and they have a heart for. I'll take up the towel, and I'll do something nice for somebody I like. We like to do nice things for people we like. But Jesus washes the feet of Judas. So, let's go a little deeper here. Let's talk about serving to the end, but let's talk about serving your Judas. Because John 13 says, okay, let me tell you where Jesus was in his frame of reference. He was under the shadow of the cross. He knew he was going to die. And at that time, it also tells us what was going on in Judas's heart. Now, Judas was there, and see verse 2. The supper being ended, that's interesting, which means they had sat with dirty feet for the whole meal, because it's the end of the meal. Now, that's not so bad for us, because when we sit at the table, our feet are where? They're in shoes, but they're under the table. In Jesus' day, the tables were short, and you kind of reclined at the table. You didn't put your feet under the table, and they didn't wear shoes. They were wearing sandals. So it would be more like, rather than sitting on a chair, it would be more like reclining at the table. And your feet are right in your brother's face. And their feet were dirty because the streets were dirty. Not just with dirt. Do you know about animals? Have you ever been around animals that are not house trained? They just... Do I have to explain this? I'd like just to say it happens. Sorry, I'm not going to say that. Erase that from the message right there. And their feet were dirty. Brothers and sisters, their feet were dirty. And they had sat there for the whole meal. And somebody should do something. Because usually your feet would be washed at the beginning of the meal. As you came in, the servant of the house would wash your feet so that you, when you're sitting like this, you're not an offense to your brothers. But here they are, an offense. And verse 2 says it was at the end of the meal, and then it tells us about Judas. The supper was ended, and the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, who was Simon's son, the plan to betray Jesus. And Jesus says, you guys are fighting about who is the greatest. I've got to still, after a thousand days of being with you, I've got to show you. And Jesus gets up from the table, takes off his outer coat, has the clothing of a servant, picks up the towel, and comes over and kneels down before Judas. And the devil was in Judas working. He was the most unlikely person that Jesus would want to serve at that moment. So not only is Jesus under the shadow of the cross, the shadow of suffering, the valley, he now is showing, okay, when you feel like throwing in the towel, pick up the towel and go to the person that is the most least likely person that you want to help. So let me ask this question, brothers and sisters. Who is your Judas? That person that when you see them, you kind of move to the other side of the room. That person that when you go into the office, you try to have as little to do with them as possible. Because they're your Judas. And some of them you go, but Scott, they're like the devil. Exactly. And the devil had entered into Judas. And the other guys, they weren't much better. Right? Peter, in a few hours, is going to try to cut a guy's ear off. The Garden of Gethsemane. Well, he wasn't trying to cut the ear off, trying to cut the head off, but missed. And then Jesus heals the man, and all of Jesus' closest friends, the guys that had his back, his followers, his disciples, his friends, all of them in the Garden of Gethsemane disappeared into the night. When Jesus was arrested, he was arrested alone. Now they followed at a distance in the shadows, but they didn't stand with Jesus and say, hey, take us into. If you're taking Jesus, take us into. His closest friends, and before that happens, and Jesus knew it was going to happen, he said, Peter, you're going to deny me, not once, not twice, but three times. I know that's going to happen. Before that happened, he knelt down at Peter's feet, even though Peter resisted him, and he washed Peter's feet. So, the example of Jesus is, when you feel like throwing in the towel, that's the very moment you pick up the towel, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, you go to the person that is the least likely person you want to help, and you do something to help that person. Wow. So let me just encourage you, number three, to be a master server always, 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 always. Everyone say always. Always. Including today. Always pick up your towel. Pick up your towel. Because that's what Jesus did. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God or he was going to die, rose up from the supper after they'd been fighting about who'd be the greatest. He laid aside his outer garment. He took up the towel and he girded himself. And he says, okay, guys, I want, you haven't got this. That's how I know serving. The idea of serving is a lot of fun. But the actual doing of serving is hard work. Serving is hard work. And Jesus says, okay, I'm your Lord and I'm your teacher, verse 14, and I've washed your feet, and here's what I want you to do. I want you to do what? You ought to, what's it say? Good strong voice, please. You ought to. Try again, because you didn't do so good the first time or the second time. Let's try the third time. You ought to. I've given you an example, and you should do what I've done for you. Now, what does that mean? Some churches say, well, that means that you should have a foot washing service to do what Jesus did. And I've been to foot washing services. They are beautiful services, but I will tell you, if you know that you're going to a foot washing service, I'm just telling you, if you know that there's going to be a foot washing service, you wash your feet before the service. You put on your shoes you know don't stink. You put some perfume down there. You got your nails clipped, a little manicure. Your feet are in the best shape they've been in years for a foot washing service. I don't think that's what Jesus is talking about. I think Jesus is saying, wherever you are, and when you don't feel like it, and when there's demonized people around you, I'm going to give you an opportunity for you to take up your towel. Your towel is never far away from you. It's not on a special Sunday or a special service. Your towel is the opportunity you have today. That's your towel. And you don't have to be highly skilled to help somebody. That's why this metaphor is something anybody in this room could do. You don't have to be talented on the instruments. You don't have to be talented in teaching. Everybody in this room can take up a towel. It's a simple act of kindness that you do to say, I value you. Even though the devil has got a hold of you, I value you. So what can you do? What could you do today that would be a kindness to someone? That's your towel. Take up your towel and serve. And I do leave this with you. I promise you that if you do that, you will live an incredible life of blessing. And that's why it was so important for these disciples to learn that. Write down number four. A serving life is a blessed life. It's a life of faith. In fact, Jesus says in John 17, we should read this verse, John 17, 13 and 17. Let's read it out loud with a good, strong voice, okay? This is a powerful verse. It's about wrapping up this series, this lesson on taking up the towel. Let's read, ready to read it, okay? If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Now, we're going to read it again. I want you to punch or to emphasize the word know and the word do. Okay, so when we get to it, you're going to really let it go on those words. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do. That's what faith is. So you can't take up the towel without faith. Faith knows something or believes something and trusts God to give you the strength to do it. I know this, and it's not enough to read this passage of Scripture and clap your hands and go, oh, good, that's wonderful. You have to know it, you have to believe it, and you have to do it. And if you do that, the blessing of God will increase in your life. Not only will you bless the people around you with clean feet, you yourself will be blessed because something happens in your heart. When you line up with the Spirit of Jesus and you serve. That's why this month we want you to be scanning the horizon of your life, scanning the horizon with your radar sweeping and just looking this month in a Holy Spirit directed way. Oh, I could serve there. I could serve there. We have teams that are going to go to seniors' homes and serve. We have teams that are going to go into the community and just beautify things. We had a team that yesterday went to the laundromat and just put money in machines and prayed with people, washed their clothes and prayed for people. Just scanning, just what could I do? Out in the lobby, there's opportunities for you to connect. There's some people going to Habitat for Humanity. There's so many ways for us to take up our towel. And if we do that, we will be blessed. And I want to live. I'm hungry to live under the blessing of God. And the only way to live under the blessing of God is to live a life of faith. When we were in India a week ago, teaching morning, noon, and night with those precious brothers and sisters, one of the sessions was Q&A. They were just asking questions back and forth. And I had a guy stand and say, Pastor, tell me the difference between grace and blessings. I said, okay. Grace, you can't do anything for grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. You can't earn grace. You can't deserve grace. You're saved by grace. God just chooses to love you, and He loves you. You don't deserve it. That's grace. But blessings come by faith. You literally could increase the blessings in your life. Did you know that? by walking by faith, by knowing things and by doing them. That's what Jesus says. He says it in this verse. You know these things. If you do these things, oh, then you will be blessed. And so that's the lifestyle he calls us. I'm going through a difficult time right now. Oh, that's the very time you take up the towel. My wife's fighting cancer right now. It's the time to take up the towel. My business isn't doing so good. It's the time to take up the towel. And it's the time to look to serve the most unlikely people. Not just the people we like and it's easy. If all you're serving is easy, you haven't learned about Judas yet. Because washing Jesus' feet was a challenge, and the only way Jesus did it was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you need to say, oh God, I want the power of the Holy Spirit to help me to make a difference. And that's why we're here on the earth. We're here on the earth to make a difference. Why, Darla and I last week, 27 hours to fly to India. It's a lot. You can't get there from here. Now, we don't take anything from those people. It costs us to go there. The church is a great church, feeds 30,000 kids because there's a lot of need in Calcutta, India. And we just go to be a blessing. You know who taught us to do that? Jesus. And then watching the example of Jesus' people, one of the great things we do when we're in India is say, hey, brothers and sisters, we love you. We bring you greetings from your family that's in Florida. And we bless you and we greet you. And then we remind them, we have family, natural family, that is planted in the ground in India. Because Darla's great-grandmother in the 20s and 30s went to India to do what? To serve. To love and care for orphans, have a little home, little orphanage home, and to care for them. And she died when she was in India and she was buried. She's buried over there, not here, because she was giving her life. And that life is a life that's blessed by God. So I would like to be in a church that is filled with people who are passionately pursuing the blessing of God. How about you? I'd like to be in a church where everyone says, oh yeah, I want to be great, but not in the proud, arrogant way, not the way the disciples, the way that Jesus taught us about greatness. Oh, okay, it's not about being at the table, it's about being under the table. Oh, give me a place under the table where nobody can see what I'm doing. Give me a cloth. Give me some dirty, smelly feet and let me wash them for the glory of God, and nobody may ever see. Your Father in heaven sees, and he blesses you, and he blesses you. How many would like to be in a place like that? I would like to be in a place like that. I would like to be in a place like that. So we're going to pray in a moment. Let's all stand for this moment of prayer. I'm going to ask our prayer team to come immediately. And for this prayer, I'd like you, we've got a lot of towels up here, a lot of towels. So here, I'd like you to get one of these towels. I'd like you to come in a moment and get one of these towels. And I'd like you to put it somewhere in your life that reminds you to serve. If you're a businessman, maybe you want to put it on your desk. If you're a school, you go to school, maybe you want to hang it in your locker. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I'm here to serve. I'm here to take up the towel. If you're a young mother, put it in your kitchen. Don't use it. Put it in your kitchen somewhere. Because sometimes those kids feel like they're demon-possessed. Remember, oh, Judas. Oh, yeah, Judas. Oh, yeah, Judas. Wah, wah, me. You're here. You're a mother. You serve. You're a dad. You serve. You're a husband. You serve. You're a wife. You serve. We live in this community. It serves. Why we're here. Because by serving, we make a difference. So I want you to come, and I'd like you to stand at the altar with your towel, and I want to pray God's blessing in this moment. So can you come? Let's just come now, okay? Can you just come? Get a towel, as many as can, and I want to pray over you. And take it with you. I want you to take it as a memory. And I want just stand here once you get it. Pass back. Maybe you can take a few of them. Get ready to pass towels behind you because people will be behind. Take a few of them. Take a few and pass them back. Go ahead. Take a few and pass them back. Go ahead. Come on up. If you're at the front, grab 7 or 8 and just pass them back. And so you're give here's a bunch of them right here. Just give here, just here's a bunch here. Yeah, here just give these out. Yeah, here's a bunch of them. Here's a bunch. Here's a bunch of them. Just give those out. Okay, come to the altar. Then come once you have some. Just come up close here. Don't go back. Stay up here. Stay close to the front. You'll congest things, okay? Stay up here. Come close. Once you have them, come close. Come on up to the altar. You need some over there? You need some over there? Just grab. You got one there, Mama? Okay. You ready? Okay, you're passing them back. That's good, guys. That's good. You guys need? You want some? There you go. There you go. Hey, let's give them all out. Let's give them all, hopefully, okay? Okay, come close. I want to pray this prayer, and then we're gonna go today. Okay, let's close our eyes. Because you can't do this kind of teaching because it's so unnatural. I believe serving doesn't come easy. It comes supernaturally. It doesn't come naturally. It's why Jesus had to teach this at the Last Supper. He's about to leave earth on the cross, and his disciples still fussing about who's the greatest. So, Lord, our prayer is that even when we are under the shadow of suffering, and there are people in this room, some of them are deeply, deeply suffering, our prayer is that they would take up the towel at that moment. So unnatural. So send to us, please, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. So even now, Lord, send us the anointing of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us so that by faith, we wouldn't serve in the natural, but we would serve by faith, God, to take up the towel when it's the most unnatural thing to do. Our family's going through a crisis, but in the midst of the crisis, we're looking to help somebody. Our home is under attack, and in the middle of the attack, we're saying, who can we help? And then, Lord, give us that most unusual grace to serve our Judas. Maybe that person that literally has betrayed you. Literally, they betrayed you. Maybe you know them, and they have been influenced by hell, and yet Jesus chose to wash the feet of Judas. Give us a supernatural grace for that, Lord. The person that deserves it the least, give us a grace for that, God. Give us a grace for that, God. Help us to see opportunities this week and in the weeks to come, especially this month. Help us to, Lord, have the grace to just scan the horizon and just do things. Just do things. Nobody needs to know about them. Just you, Lord. We're just going to do it. We're not going to be over the table saying, hey, I'm at the table. I got a seat at the table. It's about being under the table and looking for things on the floor. And so give us those eyes, God. And then I just pray, oh, how I pray for the blessing of the Lord to increase in this house. For the blessing of the Lord to be upon our sons and our daughters, God. For the blessing of the Lord to be on moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas. The blessing of the Lord. As we take up the towel and as we serve you, Lord, that's our great, 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 great prayer. This we pray. And before we finish the prayer, we want to pray a prayer together. This is a prayer that invites people that are far away from God to come into God's family. Some of you may be praying this for the first time or for the first time in a long time. But my prayer always when we're together is that 100% of the people that are here 100% would have their hearts open to Christ. 100% of the people would receive Christ. So here's our prayer. We're going to pray it out loud as a declaration, a confession of our faith today. Here we go. Get ready to pray out loud. Say, Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I open my heart and my life to Jesus Christ. I turn away from my sins and I receive your forgiveness. Your grace, your mercy, your love. Now help me to follow Jesus every day of my life, which includes taking up a towel and being a servant in Jesus' name. Okay, look this way just for a moment. If you prayed that prayer, we want to help you. In a moment when our prayer team prays, you can come and get one of these books or stop by the Fresh Start Center, which is in the lobby, just to help you. If you haven't been baptized, sign up today to get baptized on Wednesday. Sign up today to get baptized on Wednesday. And we want to pray and just be a church that will help you. In a moment, our worship team is just going to lead us in worship. If you need, the Holy Spirit has some things you need to pray about, our prayer team is here, and they'll pray with you. You want to worship, you can. If you'd like to receive communion, our communion stations will be open. You don't have to be a member of this church to receive communion. You can just come to one of the tables and think about Jesus. Remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. If you've been a guest here today, thanks for coming. And please come again. We'd like our guests, if you can, you got a moment to stop by our VIP room, because you are our VIPs. And that room is over on the left-hand side. If you're making a fresh start with God, stop by the Fresh Start Center and get signed up for baptism, or get that little booklet, or just say, how can I grow in God's grace and in faith? We want to help you to do that. So we bless you. Our worship team is going to come. Communion tables are going to open. Worship team, please lead us. May the grace of the Lord be with you all. And we love you so very much. Take your towels. Think about serving. Ask the Lord to show you things this week. In Jesus' name.